Now, it is because of their presence that there was a lot of wickedness during the time of Noah. Because if you read the book of Enoch, which a pastor has graciously reproduced for us, you will discover that it's those angels that conspired and began to teach mankind sorcery, wickedness, magic, murder, and violence. Then if we read further in the book of Genesis, especially verse 11, we see two things that happened. Number one, corruption. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Now, if you look at the world today, from the east to the west, south to the north, it's the same thing that you see. You see wickedness, you see violence, you see corruption. Now, in our nation, Nigeria, nobody has to tell us about corruption. As a matter of fact, same people won election just on that one slogan alone, corruption. You know, and the problem with corruption is that corruption is irreversible. If you want to prove it, do a simple experiment. Once a mango or orange begins to rot, there is nothing you can do scientifically to stop that corruption. You can delay it for some time, but eventually that corruption will catch up to it and destroy that thing completely. If we also read 1 Peter chapter 3, 18, 20, we will not go there. It also talks about that period in the book of Noah. Then let's read also Jude chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Jude is also just one chapter. Jude verse 6 and 7. It says, and the angels which kept not their first estates, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So, these angels that left their estate after they misbehaved and God consumed the whole generation of Noah, God locked up these angels in the abyss, in chains, below the earth until the day they are judged. But the thing that is happening today, I mean, if you read Revelation chapter 9, verse 11, you will discover that as the age begins to come to an end, progressively, God himself will allow Satan to bring out the worst it has. Through rituals and sacrifices, men who want power are calling out these spirits, some of them ahead of their time. Now, it is for that reason that some kind of things that are happening in the earth today are happening. Now, the second picture, the Lord gives us the season of the time of Lot. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. God, in the presence of two angels, comes to pay Abraham a visit. The Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. Let's go to verse 20. Verse 20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. Note the word, very grievous. I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. Now, the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah made God to come down personally to look, because God will be fair in judgment. Whether the report he was getting from the angels was the way it is. He says, I will go down now and see whether they have done all together according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. Now, if you read Genesis chapter 19, we don't have to go there. We discover that God fulfilled that promise. Two angels now came to Sodom and Gomorrah. And what is it that happened? Genesis chapter 19 from verse 4. Before those angels entered the house of Lot, before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round about, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto the Lord and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them, or that we may have carnal knowledge of them. Bring them out, that we may have sex with them. So what was the complexion of the time of Noah? Sexual perversion, homosexuality. Now, what is the signature of the present time that we are? Now, on June 26th this year, the U.S. Supreme Court gave a ruling making same-sex marriage the law in the United States. Before that, around 2003, in the Church of God, the Episcopal Church ordained a gay priest, a gay bishop, a man named Gene Robertson. So, in the church, homosexuality. In the world, homosexuality. And not just about practicing it in the corner of your house, but making it an ordinance or a law. That this is the law in the most important nation of the world, which has the power and influence to force it down on the rest of mankind. That homosexuality is now legalized. Not only that, a man can marry a man, woman can marry a woman, but they can also have a family. They can adopt children. Not only that, they have all the rights that are available in marriage. Not only that, if you don't want it, if you preach from any platform in the U.S. today that it's a sin, you are committing a sin against the law of the land, and you can go to prison. Not only that, they are making it the basis of their external relation with other nations. They are saying that unless you accept this, we cannot give you aid. And they are using law that is a human right to pass it down. Now, immediately after that happened, in Germany, Germans responded by legalizing incest. In Germany today, it's okay for a man to sleep with the daughter. It's okay for the daughter to sleep with the brother. It's okay for you to sleep with your mother-in-law, if you like. It's okay also for you to sleep with your brother. It's your human right. Then Japan responded by legalizing prostitution. South Africa said polygamy is now all right. It's the law of the land. Now, pedophiles all over the world, that is those who say they like children, now started agitating to be for pedophile behaviors to be decriminalized. So it's all right, if you like, you can pick a two-year-old girl or boy and sleep with that infant. If you read the news in Nigeria, the other day I was watching news, a 75-year-old man with a seven-year-old girl. Another one, thank you, sir. Thank you, everywhere. Then in U.S., there is an application in a court, a district court, for bestiality to be recognized as a fundamental human right. Some people want to be marrying their pets, and they have gone to court. The case is in court.